Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 124, season 5. Today's date is April 26, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. I have a very interesting, unusual program coming up. Today, I will talk about non-sports trading cards from the 1970s. I collected a few when I was a child. It's Chicago related. I will tell you the ones I've collected and my memories of other cards that I've seen, you know, trading cards that I've seen at the stores. Also, I'll do a wrap up of last week's post on Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. Right now, the program is going to a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Frosty the Snowman Snow Kong Machine. And here's a commercial from 1971. I remember this toy fondly, and the commercial is it was wonderful. So here we go.
Who's the kid with all the friends hanging around? Kid with the snowman, snow cone. Put an ice cube in and got a snow cone out. Kid with the snowman, snow cone.
The Snowman Snow Cone Machine comes with 5 different flavors.
Give me orange. I want lime.
You're the kids are looking sweet and cool. Kids with the Snowman Snow Cone.
You can make 5 different kinds of snow cones with the Snow Cone Machine from Hasbro.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. I never had this toy. I don't know if anyone else had it that I knew. It was very popular. I don't think they make it anymore. I don't think so. Maybe in the 70s and 80s, but I remember the commercial, the jingle. It's very catchy. It was made by Hasbro Toy Company. I remember seeing the commercial during shows I used to watch. For example, Ray Rayner, Bozo Circus, reruns on Channel 32, like The Munsters, Addams Family, Speed Racer, etc. They played it all the time. And looked like a fun toy. And snow cones I love. I haven't had a snow cone in a long time. I used to get them when I was little, when we lived in Roseland, in the Southside. I remember two stores that provided them. One was Kresge's on Michigan Avenue, and one in Woolworth's that was like down the street. It was 113th Street, and Kresge's was 2 doors down of Gately's People Store. And Mama bought us a couple of snow cones. They were good. I remember I like cherry. I really do. That was good. And I haven't had one in a long time. And sometimes you bought them at 7-Eleven or White Hen. I think you did. I don't know. Anyway. So that's a memory of that. So today's program, I will talk about the non-sporting trading cards of the 1970s, and I'll do a wrap-up of last week's post of Fan Chicagoland. I will do that first. And let's see. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I'll mention it again. Why not? What the heck? I posted a photo of the Hot Rods ride at Riverview Park. It was a very popular ride then, not with the flying cars. That was another one where, you know, and but hot rods looked like a lot of fun. And this photo was from 1955. I think I mentioned in a previous podcast episode, the spokesman for Riverview Park was Two-Time Baker. He was a singer and he was, you know, very big man and good singing voice. And he seemed very kind. You know, and he lived in my old neighborhood, Roseland. And he entertained at clubs and all that. And he's got records out, if you can find them on eBay. And he was a good entertainer. And the ride at Riverview with the hot rods, I posted that photo, and there's the Bob's roller coaster in the background. The famous Bob's. Oh, boy. Next up, Let's see. Yeah, I posted it for Creature Features. I always do. I love that show. It was an ad for two movies. It was on April 22nd, 1972. It was the 1942 movie Ninth Monster. And the other one, that starred Boris Karloff, of course. And the 1946 movie House of Horrors. That wasn't really scary. You know, I never seen these movies, but a lot of people remember them. And it was a double feature, as usual, but they keep cranking them out. And but they repeat the same ones, but Creature Features, oh, it's the best. Still scares me as a kid, and still scares a lot of people when they were younger. And their favorite memory of watching the movies on Saturday night on Channel 9 is having a John Frozen's pizza with a bottle of RC Cola. I had that too. It was fun. Okay. Next up, I put Saturday was record store day, and that's for independent record stores that are still in business. But I put one for Musicland. It wasn't independent. It was a chain. But I found this photo, and I forgot this was located on Randolph and Wabash in the Chicago Loop. Yeah, very nice. Credit by Daryl Haney. That's his name. Sorry, Daryl. And a very nice photo. Musicland, I remembered. I don't know if it was. Yeah, it was in Fort City. I think it was, near where I used to work. But it was a good store. A lot of records like that. And, of course, for Record Store Day, I have two Facebook pages. One is Cruising Music, which was across the street from Bogan High School on 79th and Springfield. Missed that store. And the other one, I have a Facebook page. I went once, and that was Hegwisch Records and Tapes, which was in Hegwisch neighborhood on the southeast side. Then it moved to Calumet City, Illinois. And then they branched out, and a lot of people loved that store. It was similar to Cruisin'. You know, they had imports, bootlegs, the bongs in the back, the black lights, T-shirts hanging, and that smell of records, that smell, wonderful. Also with the 8-tracks and the cassettes, posters, and the surveys from radio stations, WLS, WDAI, later WMET, CKG, WCKG, and The Loop. Wonderful times. Next up, I posted Sunday was Greek Easter, Orthodox Easter, that is. I celebrated it. I had a very nice Easter. I didn't go to church Saturday night. I was still feeling under the weather. I still am in a way. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I'm going to see the urologist. Oh, I hope it's good news. I hope it is. And I found an ad for Treasure Island Grocery Store. They were very prominent in the Chicagoland area. There were a lot of them, not on the south side. Yeah, I think there was in the south side. It was in Hyde Park. But there were a lot in the north side. They were owned by the Cabarrus family. I knew them. I've heard of them because they have a large family. And they closed suddenly about a few years ago. And it's a shame. And but they had imported foods. It was a good store. And the ad I found was for Greek Easter. Orthodox Easter. It was from the Chicago Tribune, April 15th, 1971. And I showed lamb, you know, phyllo dough, anything you need for Easter, just like my mom would make. She would do that. And, you know, like I said before, we had a nice Easter. Weather-wise, it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. I didn't eat much. I still don't have an appetite, but I ate some. So, and then after, when my mother and my brother came home from church, I picked them up from Saturday night. We cracked the eggs. Traditionally, that's a lot of fun. I love that. And then when you peel the eggs, you got red dye all over your fingers. One time, I brought them into to my office where I used to work. My boss saw me. She thought I strangled somebody. She said, blood. No, it's just red dye. She freaked out. It was funny. I apologize after that, too. Okay, next up, I posted a menu from Ireland's Oyster House Seafood Restaurant. Now, this was located at 6632 North Clark Street. And it was in business for a long, long time. And I never went there. People have. They said the choices of seafood were excellent. And someone mentioned lobster thermidor was very good there. That's not good. Not a big seafood fan. Not really. And then that closed, and then Michael Jordan's restaurant took over. And I don't know what's there now. I haven't been in the area for a while, but a lot of people still remember this restaurant, the Ireland's Oyster House. Good place. Okay. And yesterday I put a photo of Carson Peary Scott, a department store and company, department store in Randhurst Mall in Mount Prospect, Illinois. And they remembered this store very well. And it's beautiful. It opened in the 60s, maybe late 50s or 60s. And then other department stores were Weebolt's, the Fair. They opened the Fair, and then it closed 2 years later. I don't know why. Yeah, but there's pictures of that, the Fair department store. And Randhurst Mall is still there. They call it Randhurst Village. I've been there. I went once a long time ago. Still a shopping center, but it's not indoor anymore. It's outdoor. So they changed that. But when I posted the photo yesterday, a lot of people remembered it fondly. They loved that place. Okay. So that's all for the post from last week. And right now I'm going to talk about non-sports trading cards. And you ask yourself, why am I going to talk about this? Well, you know what? It's very special to me, you know, because I collected them. Everyone collected all kinds of trading cards, sports, non-sport trading cards. I collected a few baseball cards when I was little, but I lost interest. I didn't want to, but my brother does, and he still has a collection. That's wonderful. I remember buying a few from 1970, 71. I kept a few, but that was it. You know, but I love the colors of that. I bought them at Kresge's. Yeah, I remember buying them at Kresge's. Which later turned into Kmart. They were like that. So I'm going to give you a list, but first I'll tell you my memories of the non-sports trading cards that I collected. And of course, the most famous ones was Wacky Packages. They came out in 1973, I think. Yeah, but they originally came in 1967. Yeah, that's when they were introduced, but they weren't that widespread. So that was the first releases. So, and they were not the peel stickers, you know. And then they only ran about a couple of years in the 60s. And like I said before, they returned in 1973, and they peel and you peel and you stick them. I never did that. You know, I kept them, and they were 16 series. Produce series 1 through 15, and it costs 5 cents, and containing 3, then 2 stickers, not much, you know, but I remember 3 stickers and a stick of bubble gum. I tried the bubble gum, it tastes like cardboard, you know, yeah, didn't care for it. And then in the back of the cards, you have a checklist and also a puzzle. So you turn them over, you put them together, and it forms a Wacky Package sticker. I remember one for Gadzooka, which was Bazooka. I remember that one. And I collected for a little while, and then I stopped. And I used to buy them. I remember buying these, at Kresge's, at Woolworths. Also, later on when we moved, I first saw them when I went to school. I was on the school bus, and this kid, I think a boy or a girl, she had them on her notebook, and she had them stuck there. I go, wow, that's fascinating. All the colorful labels. Oh, I got to get those, I said to myself. So when I moved in 1974 to Ashburn, they were sold in a drugstore, Edwards Drugstore, at 79th and Hamlin, and also at Crestline Pharmacy at 79th and Pulaski in the plaza, also at 7-Eleven. It was too far for me. That was like 80, it was on Columbus Avenue and Lawndale. I know that was too far for me to go, but there was White Hen at 79th Kaminsky, one block west of Pulaski, and they did have those. So, but mostly I bought them at Edwards Drugstore, and I collected them. I collected most of them, and they were wonderful. The ones I could think of on the top of my head was Sludge Cleaner. That was Pledge. Let's see. Rats Crackers. Koduck. That was Kodak. A Sneer Detergent. That was Cheer. Gulp Oil. That was Golf Oil. Hydrox Cookies. That were Hydrox Cookies. I remember that. Tide Detergent was Toad. They also did cigarettes, Marlboro cigarettes, Marlboro, Kook for cool cigarettes. Remember that, you know, and a lot of them. You know, there were so many. Oh, Morton Salt was Moron Salt. That's hilarious. And, Quaker Oats was Quaker Oats. You know, they had the Quaker that looked like Donald Duck on that thing. So that was cool like that. Okay. Wacky packages are still manufactured today, and they are, you know, but I don't collect them. I have a few, but I stopped. So, but the ones that were released in the late 60s and early 70s, those are classics. They were wonderful. And there was a book that published about 10 years ago, 10 or 15 years ago. I went to Comic-Con in San Diego, and there was a man. He was promoting the book and said, "Wacky Packages." I still have the book. I bought the book, and he was a Greek guy. And I met him, and I think from New York, and we talked for a while. And I told him I'm a big, huge fan of it. I told him I'm from Chicago, and he said, "Oh, wonderful! He says I have relatives here." And I bought the book, and it shows all the stickers, you know, up to not presently, but they showed the rare ones, sketch. They had ones with sketches or like drafts of the stickers. It's a cool book. I love that book. And, you know, they're fun to watch. So people still remember them. They really do. Okay. So right now I'm going to talk about the other non-sports trading cards that I did collect a couple, but I remember the ones I used to see when I was growing up in the 70s. And so I'm going to read off the ones that I remember in the 70s, you know. And let's see. So they made all kinds, like for comic books, automobiles, games, historic events. They did that. They had for humor. Like, for example, they did a couple for Mad Magazine. I remember those. So, but Wacky Packages were, you know, they were tops like that. And so they also did for beer. I saw those like that. Okay. But they also did for movies. They really did. And a lot of, but they came later in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, you know. But they did a few that I remember in the 70s were Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I remember that. E.T. came out in 82. They did cards for Moonraker, the James Bond movie. They did that. That was interesting. They did a lot for James Bond, yeah, for 007. They did a lot of those. Let's see. What else? Also, Planet of the Apes. They did that. They did for the movie Rocky. I remember that. Also for the 1978 movie Superman. And those, and of course, Star Wars. There was a lot of Star Wars, and they're still collectible. People love them. They did for all three movies. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, and also Return of the Jedi, which I love. I love all three of them. And those are great. They showed all the characters. You know, the like Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, Chewbacca, C-3PO, R2-D2, all of them like that. That's kind of cool. Okay. Also, musical artists, you know, of course they did that. You know, I remember they did David Cassidy, the Partridge Family. They did the Bay City Rollers. I remember that. Duran Duran. They did Elvis Presley. Yeah, they did that as well. And let's see who else. So not many of that, but that's kind of cool. Okay, now we get into television. Now, the ones that I did collect was just from one TV show, and it was Charlie's Angels. When Charlie's Angels premiered in 1976, it was a huge hit, and all the merchandise came out, you know, lunchboxes, coloring books, dress, toys, but also trading cards. And I remember I collected a few, and I bought a few of them at Edward's Drugstore on 79th Street in Chicago. I collected a few, and I remember one particular one where Jacqueline Smith, who played Kelly Garrett on Charlie's Angels, she wore these very hot pants. You know, she's still attractive. She's still a beautiful woman. And she was my favorite angel. She really was. And yeah, and they had it with Farrah. But she was on there for 1 year, then she left, and then Cheryl Ladd came over, and then they did produce trading cards for her with the cast, you know, with Tate Jackson and Jacqueline Smith. And of course, David Doyle, who played Bosley. And so there's a collective, and I only collected a few. So I'm going to read off some of the TV shows that they did, but just in the 70s. You know, not that many. Okay. And I'll go really quickly. And they did The A-Team. They did ALF. That was in the 80s. Okay. He also did Batman. That was in the 60s. They did that. Also, they did The Bionic Woman in 1976. The Brady Bunch. There were cards then. Yeah, I bet they're expensive now. They also did Chips, starring Eric Estrada. I remember that. And Dukes of Hazzard. Also, they did the Flintstones in the 60s. They did the Gilligan's Island. Also, the Green Hornet. They did Happy Days. I remember that. Kojak. Telly Savalas. Lost in Space. They also did The Monkees, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., that's from the 60s. Mork and Mindy, when Robin Williams, you know, when he became a breakthrough star. They did The Pink Panther. And let's see, what else? Also, of course, Star Wars, you know, that's the movies. Star Trek, they did do Star Trek. Yeah, they did. Also, Superman, the TV series in the 50s. Also, they did the Three Stooges, believe it or not. Yeah. I don't know if Laverne and Shirley did cards. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And believe it or not, the last one was Welcome Back, Carter. it's a goofy show, but I love it. It's funny. They had some, of course, with John Travolta. Yeah, but it's still a funny show. Yeah, and so that was it. So I remember my memories of the cards, the non-sport trading cards. I still have a few, you know, from the 70s, a couple of them, but I kept them. Okay. So that'll be all for today. Thank you for joining me. I enjoyed talking about going down through memory lane with the non-sports trading cards. Also, I did a wrap-up of the posts I did last week on Fan Chicagoland Facebook page. Okay. I will do another podcast episode this weekend. I will try. Saturday, probably going to be busy. I think I'm going to go out Saturday night. So, and then tomorrow, I'm going to the doctor, see what he says. I'm very frightened. I'm very worried. So we'll see. I hope it's not bad news. But I'm feeling a little better each day. A little better. So that's a good sign, I hope. Okay, so this is Pico Steinis, your host of Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you again for joining me. I had a good time. So bye-bye for now. And here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye to everyone. So take care. Everybody, so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.